In the sacrament of confirmation, the bishop usually asks the confirmation candidates a few questions before they're confirmed to make sure they're ready to celebrate the sacrament of confirmation. Since we have 21 kids here today getting ready to celebrate their first communion, I thought it'd be a good idea to ask you guys some questions to make sure you're ready. Does that sound okay? You guys don't look too excited. Put you on the spot. So today we celebrate a very special day. We celebrate somebody who's very special to us and what they've done. Now, what day are we celebrating today? Does anybody know? Yes, sir? Mother's Day. That's right. So we celebrate the fact that our mothers have played a very, very good role in our lives, an important role. What kind of things did you guys get mom for Mother's Day today? Did you already get, make sure that they've already seen the gifts you got because I don't want to spoil any surprises. Okay, what'd you get her? You made her some cards? That's cool. What else? Gave her a Mother's Day card? What else? A book? You gave her a book? What kind of book? You made a book. That's cool. Anybody else over here? What else you guys get mom for Mother's Day? Anybody make your mom breakfast and bread? Did you? No? What'd you do? What'd you get for her? You gave her flowers. Those are cool. Those are all really cool gifts that we give our moms. So why do we give our moms gifts? Why do we do that? Does anybody know why? Why'd you do that? Yes, sir. Because she gave life to you. Very good. Any other reasons we give mom gifts on Mother's Day? Anybody over here? Why'd you get your mom something for Mother's Day? Why'd you do that? Was it to show her how much you love her? Was it to show her how much you appreciate all she's done for you? Was it to show her how grateful you are of all the sacrifices she's made for you? Did you give it to her because you want to tell her how special she is? Yes? Those are all good things to do. We do something else like that every week when we come to Mass. We celebrate Eucharist. For those of you getting ready to make First Communion, do you remember what the word Eucharist means? What does that mean? It's a Greek word. It means something really important. Does anybody know? Any parents want to help? Yes, sir! What's that? Thanksgiving. That's exactly right. Thanksgiving. Eucharist means Thanksgiving. So we come together to give thanks to our God who gives us so much, who's made so many sacrifices for us. The same reason that we give our mom gifts or make cards for her, treat her really special on this day, is the same reason that we come together every single week to celebrate Eucharist, to give thanks to our God for all the gifts that he gives us, because he's given us a bunch. So we come together today to celebrate the fact that the Lord's love is in our heart, that he has sacrificed for us, that he loves us more than we can ever imagine. We come together to say thanks to our God for giving us life, for giving us the promise of everlasting life in heaven. And that's why we celebrate. That's why we come every Sunday to say to God, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifices that you make for me. Thank you for loving me. Since it is Mother's Day, I'd like to tell you a little story about my mom, one of her, what I think is sort of a little annoying trait. Mom always likes to ask, so how was your day? So what's going on? How's it going? And if I would ever say fine or good or yeah, it was all right, you know, we did this fun thing today, it was never enough. She always wanted more. She always wanted, well, then what else? And then tell me about that, and then tell me after that. And then what happened after that? And tell me how you feel. So she would always ask a whole bunch of questions. And it took me a long time as a kid because it would drive me crazy. Like, mom, just leave me alone. That's all. I just want to sit and be. But then I realized that mom asked me those questions because she loves me. Because she wanted to know what was important to me in my life. And so she would always ask the questions because she loved me so much. She wanted to know what was going on because it was important to her. And then so as I got older, I realized, well, if I tell her the whole story at the beginning, then maybe she'll stop asking so many questions. But I do love my mom, and I appreciate the fact that she did that for me. She did that for me because her heart was burning on fire with love for her kids. Today's gospel reading, the two disciples are journeying to Emmaus. They encounter Jesus, who they didn't recognize because they were having a hard time finding out what was going on and the pain and the suffering they felt of knowing that Jesus had died and been buried. And so they were having a hard time seeing Jesus. But as they walked along, Jesus came in their midst, and he broke open the scriptures for him. He told them how much God loved them. He told them how special they were. And then they got to where they were going, and Jesus stopped and had a meal with them. And before they had the meal, he said the blessing. He took the bread, he broke it, and he gave it to them and said, "This is my body." And then all of a sudden, the disciples' eyes were opened up. Boom! Hey, it was Jesus the whole time. And as they realized it was Jesus, they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us? Were not our hearts on fire?" Now the disciples, their hearts were on such fire that they decided to run back to Jerusalem, which was how far away from Emmaus? How far? 7 miles. They spent a couple hours one afternoon walking out to Emmaus. They got there, saw Jesus, and then they said, "We have got to tell everybody." So they ran back 7 miles to tell everybody how much Jesus loved them, to tell them how awesome our God is. Hopefully we learn from our moms what love means. Hopefully our moms teach us how we can love, how our hearts are burning on fire with desire to tell others of the greatness of the world. Hopefully our hearts are burning on fire because our Lord loves us that much. Hopefully our hearts are on fire because we want to tell everybody, look how good our God is. That's why we celebrate Eucharist. That's why we come here before our God to say to him, "Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for choosing me to be your son or your daughter. Thank you for taking care of me and all of my needs. Thanks for providing for me everything that I could ever imagine, everything that I ever want, everything that I ever need. Thank you, God." We tell our God thanks, and that's why we're here. Just in a few minutes, you guys, for the first time, are going to receive Jesus Christ in the Eucharist as a sign of that love that he has for you. So we continue our liturgy by thanking God for the gifts he gives us, by praying for everybody in the world that we may all know how much God loves us, so that our hearts may be transformed, so that our hearts are on fire, so that we can spread the message of love to the whole world. We also continue today to pray for our moms, for our moms that have played such an impact and influence in our lives, for those that are still here, those that have gone on. They join us together in this heavenly liturgy that we celebrate as we come together to thank God for the gifts he gives us. May the Lord continue to bless us in all that we do, and may the Lord bless the 21 of you as you receive your first communion today. May you continue to allow your heart to be transformed, your heart to be on fire so that you can come before our God and say thanks. Thanks for everything that you do for me.